Blog Talk Radio.
Today's segment of the A New Day show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and as always, it is an honor and a privilege to be on this broadcast with you today. I want to welcome guests 336, 346, and Van XK to the show. I am excited about my guests today. I have one guest who will be calling in at 11 from Chile. He already tested out to make sure it's working. And my other guests should be calling in more momentarily from the USA. And he is in the Maryland, D.C. area. And he is Septimus the Great. Is a musician, a songwriter, a model, and all that great stuff. So we are going to be hearing from him momentarily when he calls in. And as I said, the second guest will be Mr. Scott Bird, who will be calling us from Chile. Again, it's such an honor. It is such a gorgeous day here in Connecticut where I am broadcasting from, and I want to welcome my co-host, and we are figuring how to get the system up so she can be on the lines too. However, we will get it soon. My co-host is on in the chat room. If she could just type in a different color font so that you all will know who she is. She's Vanna SK. And Vanna is my co-host who resides in Jamaica. So we are going to be bringing some Jamaican flavor into the show as if I was not spicy enough. So again, the lines are open, 646-915-8166. And if you have any questions that you want to ask, feel free to call in. And if you have a remark or a comment, whatever, know that the lines are here for you to communicate with us. And we are also on Sundays. And if you know anyone with an empowering life story, ask them to send me an email so that I could speak with them to find out whether or not their story Okay, so my first guest just sent me a text saying he's stuck on a conference call, so he will call when he can. So technology. Okay, so that's good. I am happy that I learned how to do the text. So in the meantime, I will if anyone want to call in and ask any questions in the meantime, I'll go ahead and speak with you until my guest joins. And I want to do a bit of housekeeping while I am waiting on my guest to call. And on March the 23rd through the 26th, we will be hosting the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference in New York City at the Millennium Broadway Hotel. And if you are looking to transform your life and your vision and your calling, this is the conference you will need to be. I encourage you to visit our fan page on Facebook. It's the Vision Weekend Conference page. It's the one at the top. Once you type it in, it comes up with a Future logo. And I want for you to go on there and join us by liking the page. And this way you will be kept informed of who our speakers are. And you will know when the website goes live, when we do the official launch, and you will get to know the cost of the hotel and all of that. But I tell you, this is the conference you do not want to miss, because people are out there and they're complaining about they can't do this and they can't do that. And a few of my friends and I have come together, and we want to invest in you and in your journey and calling and purpose. We want to give you a plan that you can follow to release your brilliance, transform your goals, and to do all the things that you are set out to do in this world. So again, for those of you who are listening, my first guest, Septimus the Great, he said he's stuck on a conference call, so I am waiting on him to call in. So in the meantime, for those of you who are in the chat room, you want to type a question or something, I will address that question until we get our guest calling in. So in the meantime, I want to go ahead and just do a commercial break, and I will be right back.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, yes. So we want you to visit our bulletin board if you have any services or products that you want to advertise there. What it is doing is giving you visibility to all my database, the people who listen to my show, on my contacts on LinkedIn and Facebook and all of that. Once you put all of that in, you will get access to that. So why don't you check it out and see what is going on there for us. Also, if you are new to the show, we want to encourage you to mark it favorite so that you can be kept informed. And also, if you follow me on the show, you will be kept informed of where we are announcing, because we do announce live sometimes. And also, who the guests are that we are having on the show. So, is there anyone in the chat room that has any questions for us? All right, so why don't I have this lady who been a guest on this show in the past, and I just want to go ahead and play one of her songs. She's Bethany Schmidt, and I'm going to play her song More, because all of us in life, we want more of different things, and we need to know how to stipulate that more that we are looking for. So enjoy with me, please, Bethany Schmidt and More.
Here I go.
Okay, I'm sure you'll agree with me how pretty that song is. And you can check out Bethany Schmid, BethanySchmidt. You can check her out online, and I'm sure you'll be loving more of her music. She was a guest on the show here a few months ago, and I loved her song so much, and she gave me permission to use it here on the show. Okay, again, I was mentioning that on Sunday, on this Sunday coming up, I will have one guest who will be calling in, two guests will be calling in from Nigeria to speak about something that they are doing there in Nigeria for women, young women. And that's the first time a training of that sort is done in the country. And I thought that was interesting. So I have invited them to come on the show and to share what it is that they are doing in Nigeria for the young women. And I'm also expecting one more guest. I am waiting to receive her material. She is from the U.S. and has an interesting story that I know will touch your lives. So I am waiting to get her information, and then we will have two guests on the social. Please join us on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on the Sunday episodes, we always deal with embracing or overcoming adversities, reinventing one's life, or any other important or empowering situation that my guests encounter. So let me know if you know anyone who has done any of those things in their lives, and you know that their stories would touch someone else. So, again, we are waiting on our first guest to call in, who says he sent a text saying that he was stuck on a conference call. And we know these things happen, so we are just waiting patiently. And I am encouraging you to call in if you have any questions for me, or if you have any remarks about the show, what the show has done for you personally. I know a lot of times I get emails from people telling me what the show has done for them, both the local cable TV show and the radio show. It is really touching lives, and I am thankful that people find this show to be something that they can listen with their families. And for those who are watching the TV show, they see it fitting to be shared with their entire family. And that is a blessing, because not too many things today is suitable for us to share with our families. So I am thankful that I am being used in this way to help to transform and empower each and every one of you, my listeners. And please write to me, send me email, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. Send me an email and let me know how we are doing. I want to improve what I am doing for you. And the only way I can know what to do is if you let me know what you would like. So please send me an email so that I can reach out more to you. I will get what you are looking for as a guest and provide you with that, because I am all about helping you to transform your life and to empower yourself so you can get the best result for you. You can recall, if you go back to the very first segment of the show when I started back in 2009, and you heard me made mention that one of the main purposes for this show is to change the world by transforming one life at a time. And I am so thankful that it is doing so. We have a large following on Twitter. We have a very large following here on the show. A majority of our listeners come to us through just browsing for something to watch and for something to listen. And they saw it fit to stop by our show and to support us there. So I am excited that that is really helping each and every one of you. So if you are listening and you know you have a story that someone can be encouraged from, I want you to, again, send me the email. There you see my email address right there. Send me the email so that I can reach out to you, have a telephone conversation, and to find out whether or not your story is indeed a match for what it is that I am doing here. So, again, I'm excited about today's show. I'm waiting to get the first guest to call in. And, okay, he sent me a text back saying, will do. I guess he's still on the call. So he will call in as soon as he can. So, Vanna, do you have a question? If you have a question or a remark, type it in. This is the time for you to get busy there in the chat room. So you can type something, Vanna, and let me know if you have a question. I want to welcome Ayala. Ah, she signed. Oh, I don't know if it's a she or a he, but someone had just signed in Ayala to the show, and I was about to welcome them when they got off. So, seeing that my first guest who I'm waiting on is a musician coming on, so maybe we'll play a little bit more of some music until he calls in. And I want to play for you Bethany Shemid Mama. Bethany's mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she wrote this song for her mother during that time. So here is Bethany Shemid with Mama. Thank you. All right, so that was Miss Bethany Schmidt with the song she wrote for her mother, Mama, when her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I think her mom has since then gone home to be with the Lord. But she was also sharing with us when she was on the show about how many of her band members has has family members who have been diagnosed with cancer. I want to welcome Amy Weeks to the show. Thank you, Amy, for coming. I am waiting on my first guest to call in. He is Septimus the Great, who is from the Maryland, D.C. area. And I am waiting. He has another 28 minutes. And if he gets off that call in time, he can still call in. And you will get to hear this talented young man and talk about his journey as an entrepreneur and what he's doing as an entrepreneur. It is so great to see all the local talents that we have here. A lot of times we have all these great talents in our backyard and we do not know that they exist. So it's my focus to expose as many of them as I possibly can. Because a lot of times, because they do not get the media play, people don't know that they exist. So whatever you can identify in your community and you can help to expose them, I welcome you in letting me know about them, and so that I can help to shed some light on them. I want to again remind you about the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference coming up March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. And I think that this might be my guest. Guest, good morning. Your last four digits are 3777. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is Septimius the Great.
Oh, well, good morning. Yay! If I knew how to do an applause, I would do it. So, we are just so thankful. What I was doing, I was running my mouth as usual. And what I did, another fine artist, I was playing her music. Bethany Schmidt, B-E-T-H-N-A-Y, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, and her last name is S-C-H-M-I-D-T. I'm sure if you hang around with me, you will get to meet her. So, welcome to the show, sir. I am not going to be taking a lot of this time because we have 31 minutes. Or until at least the guests from Chile call in. He already called in to test the system. So
okay.
I know he's on the ball. Why don't you just take the first couple of minutes to introduce yourself to the world as if they don't know you're ready? and tell them about your humble beginnings, you know.
That'll work, yeah. Well, my name is Septimius the Great. I'm a pop music artist. With a fusion of a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of opera, a little bit of R&B, and a little bit of rock. So it's a hodgepodge of a lot of musical sounds all into one. I'm out of Baltimore, Maryland, and I created Septimius about a year ago. The name actually came from, I was Googling, like, powerful, you know, men in mm-hmm. our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across Septimius Severus, which was actually the very first African Roman emperor that actually came from Africa that ruled Rome.
Woo!
Yeah, so I thought that was really, really powerful. When I Google it, or if you guys Google Septimius, you will see he's been compared to Barack Obama as a black president, first black president, along with Septimius being the first black Roman emperor. So I've created Septimius the Great on that foundation of being also the first black Roman emperor of music.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. And you know, I am such an advocate for authenticity and uniqueness. And I tell you, authenticity and uniqueness, what you just mentioned to me, Septimius, is in its purest form. Because too many people are looking to copy everybody else.
Right.
And what we need to do is to concentrate and focus on who we are.
Right.
And so long as we do that, then we don't have to concentrate on the competition and all of that. So now we know about the name, and there you guys, you didn't know you were going to get a few history lessons this morning, but you can always depend on us here to enlighten and educate you. So I think the name is well suited because you are indeed an emperor, my brother.
Yeah, right. I really appreciate it.
Yes, I enjoy being in your company. I was blessed to see you perform at the Catwalk for Cure in New York City a couple months ago, and you are extremely talented.
Thank you.
I was blessed last night while I was figuring out how to upload your music, and I must let you know I still didn't figure it out, but we will get it up because we are going to be having you back on the show here because you are going to be at the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference in New York City. So we will have your music up and running. We'll figure it out.
All right.
School to learn how to upload it, but I will get it.
Right. Okay.
So you know, talk about last year in 2010, you created the new brand of Septimius the Great. However, there's a rich legacy prior to this brand of Septimius the Great. You did a lot of other powerful things. Would you like to talk about those things?
Yeah, sure. Well, I started in, the arts,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be music, fashion, or however, as a model. I started off a model straight from high school, doing the normal modeling in the high school fashion shows. Then I did that for a few years, and as I did that, I started becoming really popular with other designers who actually, instead of doing store clothes, I started meeting designers who actually made clothes. So what happened was I actually got into the designer circle and started doing more freelance modeling for different designers outside of just my city of Baltimore, but started doing more regional and national shows as a model. So then once I learned that there was a void with designers and getting their name out there with that, and I was a businessman at heart, so I decided to also start assisting designers, not just as a model, but actually like marketing and doing promotions for them, coordinating their fashion shows, and then linking them as a business for nonprofits to use fashion shows in my area and abroad as fundraisers for their nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So I started building a new network with that, and I started actually doing model competitions and fashion designer competitions, talent shows. So I started doing more in the production end of
mm-hmm.
actually becoming a company, which my very first company was called Creative Events. because I would, just create any type of event to
mm-hmm.
make sure that a nonprofit or church or something like that would actually can turn an entertainment show into some funding for
mm-hmm.
their organization. Yes,
yeah.
I did that, and then from there, I just kept meeting different people in different avenues. I was a talk show host for a radio show a few years back. Also had my own TV show because I took the production shows to actual TV. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want for visuals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started actually getting into designing, where I was actually designing the clothes and getting people to make them for me. And I created
mm-hmm.
a Septimius collection along
mm-hmm.
with Septimius the Great. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just all tied into each other. Now, I'm the kind of person, if an opportunity is in front of me, I'm going to find some way to utilize it.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, man. The brother wears some fine threads.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, there are some fine threads. And I just appreciate you taking the time to so eloquently lay the stage for people. Because there are a lot of people in today's society who is looking for microwave results. And
right.
there is no such thing as a microwave result.
Nope. Because that brings true easy come, easy go.
Exactly, because I know that what you have learned in being a TV host, being an event creator, has helped to put and add value to the Septimius the Great brand. Because as I listen to you explain all the different things that you have done, I was thinking, my heavens, it was part of the plan for the launching or the audition, if you may, of the Empire.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. I definitely agree with that, because I always say to myself, if I had the same opportunity when I was in those different stages, I would not have reached full potential for what's happening now.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yep.
And I have to just I want to welcome my co-host, because she figured out how to call in. So, Vanna, you're on live. Can you hear me? I guess she's on live, but she's not hearing me, so... I wanted her to say hello to you, but I guess we'll need to come back to her. Vanna,
please.
Are you hearing me?
Hello?
Okay, well, I want for you to say good morning to Mr. Septimus the Great.
Hi, Mr. Septimus the Great.
How are you doing?
Fine.
She's calling from Jamaica, but she doesn't sound as if she have too many sunshine. I guess they are an hour behind us, so it's kind of still early there.
I love Jamaica.
Yes, it's a very beautiful place.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad, Vanna, you sorted it out. So I'm going to mute you. So if you raise your hand, if you touch one when you want to talk, I just want to continue with Septimus. And thank you, my darling.
All right.
Okay, so now that you have the brand, we know you do the music, you still do some design for some selected clients. But let's talk music.
Okay.
What should we look for in the future from you?
Well, you know, when I first started this, you know, I thought, you know, the first year was going to be, you know, just a building and branding type year. I had no idea it was going to go as fast as it did. So I had to put a 5-year as my plan for actually igniting the whole brand.
Mm-hmm.
But I started in July of 2010. I got an email in December of 2010 saying, Septimius, we have recognized you online. We see your online presence. You have been selected to one of the 336 new artists out of millions of submissions that we've seen to come out to the Grammys to be nominated for top 100 artists.
Mm.
And I was like, what? I cannot believe, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, so I actually went out to the Grammys. We attended the Grammys, met so many people and so many stars, went to a lot of after parties. I was with Oprah, Will Smith, Kanye West, Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx. I mean, it was just phenomenal.
Oh, isn't it a blessing when, you know something, when you do what you are doing to the honor and the glory of our Creator, doesn't He open up doors for you that no man can close?
Had no idea. Yes. Yeah, had no idea. And my funniest story is when I knew Oprah before Oprah, you know, was the mogul that she is. She used to date she used to date my uncle and here in Baltimore. Yeah.
We won't let that man know that.
You're right. So I said hi Oprah. I said hi, you know, because my real name is Marlo Sims.
Uh-huh.
So I said, "Hey, Oprah, hi. My name is Marlo Sims." And she said, "Oh, nice to meet you." She said, "Sims." She said, "Are you related to Johnny Sims, the music artist in Paris?" And I said, "Yeah, that's my uncle." She said, "Oh, enough said." And she started to walk away. And I said, "What?" And then she turned around. She said, "No, I'm just joking." She said, "That was a long time ago." She said, "So nice to meet you." She said, "I remember meeting you at my dad's pool way back." She said, "Shh, don't tell anybody because I don't want." She said, "That's when I wasn't really looking my best." Yeah.
It is amazing when we can look and laugh about ourselves and have fun because we are so secured in who we are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have stories and we all have histories, but they have helped to mold us into who we have become.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. So the music, like you said, the music part. It just catapulted in the last, you know, few months, and a lot of it, like you said, because of what I've been through and the experiences I've had starting in modeling,
mm-hmm.
I've built this whole thing on my own. You know, I didn't the whole website, the music.
Mm-hmm.
I never was a songwriter. I never was a web designer. I never was a musical artist. But because I was always in the industry, it was kind of easy for me to use my skills and experiences to create this brand,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm actually a real pop artist,
mm-hmm.
who is new to everything, but because of my experiences, I'm able to just to use what I know and just apply it.
Mm-hmm. And your willingness to open up.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Your willingness to open up. And let me tell you, man, relationships is a powerful thing. Over the years, when you have invested in people, it pays off. Sometimes it's directly and other times it is indirectly, but it pays off. So this is what I keep telling people. We all need to pay forward, because I'm telling you, if I was not paying it forward by being at the Caribbean Catwalk for Cure, we would not have been in this conversation today, because I would not have known about you and what you do.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, but we were both there adding value.
Exactly.
To the rest of the world, and look at this unbudding relationship.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I do it for. It's the relationships. Like a lot of people say, well, you know, you're so unique, you're so different, your sound is good, you have to look, blah, blah, blah. You're going to make so much money. I said, well, you know what, I don't really do it for the money. I don't really do it to be famous or so everyone to know me. I really do it to meet real people. I love to meet different cultures,
mm-hmm.
different experiences, people's lives. I love to intertwine those relationships with mine because I'm a sponge. I like to absorb everything that's around me.
Right.
So that's what I do it for.
And the amazing thing, when we do what we are doing because it's our calling.
Right.
We don't have to chase the money.
Right.
Because
exactly.
The money is already inside of us. So long as we keep investing in others and helping them to understand to whom they belong and why they are here.
Right.
Hey, we don't have to say the money come because it is already here.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
it is such an amazing thing to know that assurance that we don't have to chase the almighty dollar, because people who are chasing it are the ones who are stressed out. They go to work Monday over the coffee machine, and they are asking, oh, when is Friday?
Right.
If you're in a job where that is happening, you need to reassess what you're doing, because you are there for the wrong reason.
Yep, yep, exactly.
Now, Septimus, for the people who are listening, whether they are young or adult, and they don't know where to turn to really find out what they were created to do, based on your experiences and the amazing journey that you have traveled, what would you like to share with them about that particular question?
Well, good question. Well, I will always say, when I grew up in the urban city. If I would have stuck to just what I saw and what I was used to, I would just be another statistic in the ghetto, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is that whenever an opportunity or someone presents something to me that I feel uncomfortable about,
mm-hmm.
I would explore the fact that what if, and not say just no. That's too weird for me, or that's not me. I don't understand it. And if I don't, because I don't understand it, that's why I'm uncomfortable. Let me find out a little bit more about it to actually explore it. And what I found is that modeling, where I come from, was just a no-no for a male to do that. Don't
mm-hmm.
model, it's for sissy boys, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it because it was a whole different class of people that I was never seen, never been around, that it opened up doors, designers, the performing, the music, those kind of things I thought as a child I would never, ever get involved in, because that's what I didn't see that when growing up. That was not
mm-hmm.
around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to anyone, if there's anything, because all of us have our dreams in the back of our heads, but we are a little bit afraid to tap into it because it's uncomfortable for us, because
mm-hmm.
we don't have a role model for it. All I say mm-hmm. is, if you have that spark of passion about
mm-hmm.
anything that you think or would wonder, could that be you? I say go for it, explore it. If you fail, you fail. I said, but at least you tried it in your lifetime, because you never know, one of those that you try will flourish into something that that ignites your passion and
mm-hmm.
recreates you as a being. Yeah.
Mhm. 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 That is so right and right on the mark, because especially in our society and community, and when I say our, I'm talking about Black people. We have so many labels and prejudices
right.
towards the things that are different. You know?
Right.
So many.
Right.
We have all this for that and that for that, and we are not looking that somebody was created to do something and which has nothing to do with sexual orientation. But anything, we as a people, we are so afraid of anything that we are not familiar with. And that's
right.
different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you never have to accept something that you don't want to accept.
Exactly.
You could be around anything and anybody, but that doesn't have to be you. You're just in that environment, and you control your own fate.
That's right.
Yeah.
And yes, I want to again remind you, if you have a question for my guest, I am on now live with Septimius the Great, who is a songwriter and a musician from the Maryland area, Maryland, D.C. area. Please call in. The number is 646-915-8166, and I will be speaking with him until my other guest call in from Chile. I want to thank guest 336. You've been on before the show started. Thank you for sticking in. And guest 479 just called in. Thank you for joining the show. And if you have a question, would love to hear your voice on the phone. But I know some people are joining in from work. So go ahead and type your question in the chat room, and I will relay it to Septimius the Great. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. So back to you, Mr. Septimius. I listened to quite a few of your songs last night when I was figuring out how to upload them, and I must apologize to the listeners. But I tell you, a lot of people used to use Luther in the bedroom. And I'm listening. I think some of Luther rub off on the brother.
You know, that's so funny because as much as I try to do just a regular, like, a love song or something, everything ends up some type of sexual connotation. I don't know what it is.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you. Oh, I have to tell Radioland this. Yesterday, I text you, right? I was in the bank sitting at my bank manager's desk, and I got a text back from you. The text was, because you're going to be part of the conference and we are working on the material, and I had not heard from you, I had sent you a text asking whether you are still interested. And you replied that you got a new phone and who is this? So I said to my bank manager, no, he didn't get no new phone. He just want to make sure he don't say he's interested in the wrong thing. Wrong person. And she laughed. She laughed so hard. And I'm sure if she listened to your music, she'll know why I said that. I thought it was too funny.
Yeah.
You know, look. Over on each of the songs, can you tell me how you write those songs? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, well, the first song I wrote was called "I Am Fashion," and the way that's the one that was the lead song that went overseas. As a matter of fact, it's actually playing in Chile. I'm trying to find, as we're on the phone, trying to find out what station, in case your other guest comes on, I can tell them exactly where it is.
Yeah, could type it in the chat room. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was called "I Am Fashion." And the reason why that was the first one is because I came from that world, so it's all talks about all of the designer names and looking good, feeling good. So it's almost like a self-expression of, you know, whatever you put on, you know, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first one. Added a little dance beat to it because it was supposed to be only for fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it has an upbeat tune. But then that became the basis of all my music, to be upbeat, fashion show type music that you would hear in a fashion show, because that's where a lot of my history came from.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next song was called "Can I," and "Can I" is like,
"Can I touch you if you can't get up?"
Right.
Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord.
And and I wrote that one because, especially me doing these shows, I do a lot of these showcases, you know, I'm around a lot of hip-hop artists which disrespect women and whatever. So they don't know how to communicate with each other. So I wrote a song to, like, properly, you know, yes, you may have something on your mind, but you got to express it in a way that is more classier. So my song "Can I" was asking you, you know, instead of you just reach out and approach someone, you actually ask, you know, can I touch you, kiss you, can I? So that was the basis for that one.
Oh, I am so happy that you took the time to explain that.
Right.
to us. I want you to repeat your website for people and where they can download your music. I know that they can download it online and everything. So,
yeah.
I don't know if you're sign on.
Yeah.
They can
log on to my website, which is www.septimiusthegreat.com. And Septimius is spelled S as in Sam, E, P as in Paul, T, I, M, I, U, S, the great, spelled out, .com. And on that website, you'll find all my pictures, videos, the songs you can listen to for the new CD that's out. It's called The New Rome. It's my stores out there, my calendar, all the accomplishments I've done. You can sign my guest book. And also through that website, I'm also linked with Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and a few other music websites. Or the easy way, if you just Google SeptimiusTheGreat.com, you'll see everything that I'm attached to. But you got to listen to the music. All my music has like a, it's, if you're not listening to the music, you feel the beat of it because it, you know, makes you want to dance or, you know. And then at the same time, I'm educating everyone in every song I do about who Septimius was, about being the first black Roman emperor. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I try to use some type of message where even though Can I started off as, you know, as a way to approach women in a more classier way, it still has that sexiness to it. Along with dance music.
Yeah, because it's interesting that you're sharing that. My nephew in Jamaica is an artist too, and a poet. Royal African Royal Soldier is his name. I'll have to connect you guys. Vanna, go ahead and type Dwight's thing in the chat room for me. Jingsu the Great or something is his name. And when he sent me his first single, I said, you know, I had never heard him perform, right? So I said, oh boy, you let me make sure that I listen to it before I send it to my people. And I tell you something, I was tweeting that because when I listened to my baby nephew, he had a message.
Right.
His song was about the sex trafficking abuse that's done to women all over the world.
Wow.
And I was so proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
His poetry deals with that message on his song. So a lot of times we listen to just the beat and we don't hear the lyrics and all of that. And we don't understand the power of the message that is in the song. So I just want to thank you guys for what you do. So are you working on any new songs?
Yeah, actually, I'm finishing up four more songs that will be added to the CD project within the next 30 days. Which will be really, really good. Some are kind of controversial, but of course, like you said, there's a message behind of it, which we're living in today's society, and trying to get the message out. But the good thing is, I'm glad you mentioned about your family member, because I'm actually looking to collaborate with a lot of different artists for different styles of music. And one that I'm really, really trying to reach out to is something with a reggae tone or reggae flavor.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'll be hooking up you and Jinx on the thing, because he's on he's on Facebook and everything too.
Oh, good.
I will hook you up, and I hope when the new song come out, you will come back here.
Oh, most definitely.
To talk to me about it on here. And Vanna, your line is live. Do you have any questions for Septimus the Great? Vanna, do you have any questions, Madam Co-host? Your line is open, and I know my guest from Chile is calling in, so I'll open the line. So, Vanna, do you have any questions? Okay, she says no. All right, so I want to just give you time, Septimus, to just give your closing remarks and your phone number again. Give me a minute. Mr. Burt, I will be with you momentarily. I'm just closing out with my guests, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, Mr. Septimus, would you please just give us your closing comments and remarks for today's show and what you want to leave the listeners with, those who will hear it on the archive, and even those who have joined us live here.
That'll work. Well, I just want to definitely tell everyone that my new CD, The New Rome, It has dropped on iTunes, Amazon, Napster, you know, you name it, a lot of online download companies that you can always go and download the CD. It's very reasonable. I kept it reasonable because it is my debut CD, and I want to get it out to as many people as possible. If you want to keep up with updates with me, you can just definitely go to www.septimiusthegreat.com. And keep up with me, Twitter me, Facebook me, email me. All of it's through there. And my phone number is on there as well. So as Dr. Daphne can tell you.
you can go ahead and repeat the phone number now too,
sure,
for those who are going to be listening on archive.
That'll work. The phone number is area code 757-575-5327. Feel free to give me a call. If I don't answer, I do text a lot. So texting is always a good thing for me in case I'm around people. But I also email at info@septimiusthegreat.com as well.
Okay.
And Mr. Burke, I just found out the information in Chile for your next guest. I actually did an interview, a Skype interview on Channel 2 TV in Chile, and at Santiago, Chile, Radio Altazar, 107.3. That's what it was.
All right. So I want to introduce you, Scott. I want to introduce you. Oh, Septimia. Scott is also from Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Scott. Septimius the Great, yes. From Maryland as well.
Oh, great. I think you said you're from Baltimore?
Yeah, I live in Baltimore, yep.
Okay, I'm from Rockville. So
oh, wow.
Close.
Small world.
isn't this a great thing? And Septimius, I don't know if you sign on, but my nephew's thing on Facebook is the Mighty Jingsu. He has dreadlocks. You can see he's biracial. But I will hook you two guys up.
Definitely send it to me. Yeah.
Yeah, the Mighty Jingsu. I know that would be great for him. He is on Facebook and everything. So, listen, my brother, I love you. I thank you for being my friend. I look forward to us working together.
Definitely, definitely.
And I can't wait for the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference to coming up. That is coming up in March. We are all going to be rocking the place. A friend of mine in Delaware said, man, there's going to be so much energy in that hotel, it's going to blow the fuse. So I'm excited about that. So again, I thank you, and we will be in touch, my brother.
Most definitely. Thank you, and love you too, and talk to you guys soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. So that was Septimius the Great. He is a songwriter and musician from the Baltimore, Maryland area. Amazing talent. I did not figure out how to upload his music, but I will figure it out and I'll upload it. And just how I played Bethany's music occasionally, I'll be playing some of his music. Extremely, extremely talented musician. And now, without any further delay, I want to welcome my second honored guest, Mr. Scott Bird from Chile. Mr. Bird, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. What time is it in Chile?
It's just after 12.
Midnight or a.m.?
Noon.
Noon time. Wonderful, wonderful. So, would you please take the time to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm down here in Santiago, Chile, and what brought me here is sort of an interesting program.
No, I so don't the... want you, Scott. I'm going to go there, but I want you to introduce Scott. Because we are going to go to Chile, but just talk about who you are before Chile.
Sure. So as you heard, I'm from Maryland, and I grew up there my entire life. I ended up at the University of Maryland for school, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do as a career, but the only thing I knew was that I wanted to, you know, start my own company.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up in accounting after college because I wasn't sure as what to do. And the advice I'd received from mentors is that accounting is a good start. You know, it's useful in a lot of business.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up working in accounting for several years, and then I moved to New York and actually worked in accounting in various roles in the independent film industry there. And then more recently, I had received a good job offer back actually right outside of Baltimore, Maryland, at a liquor distributor, running their accounting and finance department. And then 3 months ago, I moved down to Santiago, Chile, to work on my own venture.
Okay, so we are going to talk about that, and I must tell people that Scott and I met about 3 years ago, because one of my spiritual sister, Trish Cook, Scott is her nephew, so I can call Scott my spiritual nephew too. And it was at the memorial brunch for Uncle Dawes, when Uncle Dawes transitioned home, that I met Scott. So I was excited when Auntie shared that you were going to Chile. And she didn't say why you were going or why you had gone to Chile. However, I was on her Facebook page a couple weeks ago and saw something entitled Shameless Self-Promotion. And I said, I wonder what this is about. And I clicked on it and noticed that you were an entrepreneur.
That's correct.
So now you can talk about how come 3 months ago you packed up and went to Chile without any hesitation.
Sure. And the story actually starts a lot longer than 3 months ago.
Yeah,
so I have a business partner down here, and we've talked about starting our own business together for the past 6 or 7 years.
Oh.
But, actually starting the business is a lot harder than just talking about it. And we both had good jobs. We've been working hard, and just the opportunity never seemed to arise. And then this past January, my brother had sent me a quick email about this news article about a program to encourage, becoming an entrepreneur in Chile. So I took a look into this article. It sounded interesting. And then I called my friend immediately. I said, you have to look at this. I think we need to apply. So we spent about the next month working on our application. We applied to the program, and then this past April, we were notified we were accepted to the program, and that if we wanted to participate, we had to move to Chile this past July. Of course, we jumped at the opportunity, and we moved down here.
So
the program...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Program is called Startup Chile. And it can be found, the website is startupchile.org. And that is all the, that has all the details about the programs, which I actually think your listeners should definitely check out and might be interested in.
So you want to talk about what it is that you are involved in doing?
Sure. So my company is called Bungalow, and that's BUNGOLOW.com. And we're building a marketing travel site for foreign tourists to come to Chile. So we're going to be doing flash sales, about 10 to 2 week long promotions of individual hotels here in Chile, and offering sales to our users to stay at these hotels.
Amazing.
So right now, it's a great opportunity. And right now we're working hard at, we're meeting with a lot of different hotels here in Santiago and here in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually working with some local Chilean computer programmers.
Yes.
Who we who we've hired to work on getting our website built, and we're actually going to be launching this November.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And for one to be accepted in this program, and I know maybe for everybody it's kind of different, but was it a tedious process? What was the process like?
It actually was not that difficult of a process. They have an application that you have to fill out. And this application, if you've ever wanted to start your own business, all of the questions on the application should be things that you should have, you know, researched or looked into regardless. So it asks you questions about your business, you know, general, what do you want to do? And then more detailed questions like how do you plan to make money? How much is it going to cost? You know, all of the elements of a business plan, but it's not as long as a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you apply and you record a little video pitch, a 3-minute pitch, and you submit it, and then, you know, you kind of wait. So it's not for the program is offering $40,000 for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
US dollars is like a grant not to be paid back?
That is correct.
Beautiful.
It's 20 million pesos, which comes out to about 40,000. I think right now it's like 43,000 and change.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great opportunity for anyone who's wanted to start their own business and maybe hasn't had the money.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a virgin market. It's like a virgin market too.
Yeah, and I mean things down here. It's a very modern country. You know, it's a great country here, and there is a lot of opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I walk by, and they love anything American here.
Oh yeah.
Like if you walk by a McDonald's or a KFC, they are absolutely packed.
Wow, wow. So let's switch gears a little. When your friends, like your longtime friends and maybe even some family members learned that you were packing up, leaving your good job, maybe with benefits to go to Chile, what did they say?
You know, I mean, I think the funny thing my father always says is, you know, he's like, what? He likes to talk about why would you leave a good job. And, you know, I like to think, you know, it's the jobs I've had have been great. They've been great learning experiences. But, you know, long term, you know, I'm much happier, you know, trying to start something on my own and make something from nothing, so to speak. And, you know, he likes to say they call it work for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's, once actually getting into the program, I think everyone has been incredibly supportive.
Yes.
Because it is, you know, and definitely, obviously, $40,000 for free, you know, takes away a lot of the risk. And it makes it, you know, an incredible opportunity. So, you know, my family and friends have been incredibly supportive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
The hardest part is actually getting my friends to apply. I have lots of friends who've talked to me about the businesses they want to start, and then I tell them you have to apply for the program. You have nothing to lose by applying, and no one applies.
Yeah, because everybody, you know, most people's cart is sitting around waiting on that golden platter to come and sit before them, and then they just serve themselves out of it. Everybody wants everything, but nobody wants to roll their sleeves up.
I mean, you have to put in the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe in luck, but I do believe in, you know,
luck is your plan and hard work. That's luck.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the more you work, the luckier you're going to look to others.
Exactly. That's right. And, you know, I have realized that no longer are people sitting around in the positions to get a watch after 40, 60 years. People are going out and reinventing and recreating the life that they want, because too many people exit this world without their music being played and their a building being architect, a song being written, a dance being danced. There are so many things that we are created for greatness, and we are not following and doing that. I want to welcome guest 479 and guest 642 to the show. Remember, the phone lines are open, and if you have any call, my guest now is Mr. Scott Bird from Chile, and he's talking about his new business there in Chile. And I'm taking a commercial break, and I will be right back.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And while you're writing down about the International Bulletin Board, I want you to jot down the save the date for the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference to take place in New York City, March the 23rd to the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel, right slam bam in Times Square. And I want for you to make sure you stop by our fan page on Facebook at the Vision Weekend Conference fan page and like it and send some people there. I've set a goal to have at least 2,500 likes by the 15th of October. So help me out, guys. I want to welcome another supporter of the show and of the work that I do, Bright Williams. I think he is from Ghana, and he's on here. And my guest now is Mr. Scott Bird, who is calling in from Chile. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are sitting around complaining that I can't get job, I don't have money to start a business. And here is $40,000 that you can go take and get to do something. Just do the work and apply. So now I'll bring my honored guest back, Mr. Scott Bird. Mr. Bird, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. So is your business partner, how long have you known each other?
At this point, we've known each other probably about 12 years.
For 12 years?
Yes, for 12 years. And, you know, we've only, you know, about 6 years ago we started talking, you know, about starting a business together. And, you know, 3 months ago, that's finally become a reality.
So what was it? What's your friend's name?
His name's also Scott.
Oh, my heavens. So it's the double Scott. So
yeah.
What qualities did you see in your friend? Why you started having the conversation that we ought to go into business together? Because I know one of the things I know is that business partnership is like a marriage. It's like a union that you're going into. So what was so special about Scott number two? Why you say, oh, this is the guy that I'm going to go into business with?
It is. He's an incredibly smart and hardworking person, and the fact that he is so hardworking is probably the main reason that, you know, I've gone into business with him, because we don't want it where one of us is working, you know, a lot more than the other. We're both, you know, equally, you know, lifting, doing a lot of the heavy lifting here, and we're working a lot of hours right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other great thing is he's very easy to get along with. So when we're working, you know, 60, 70 hours sitting next to each other in the office a week, we need to be able to get along.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's why people don't understand the importance of when you're choosing, when you're selecting a partner for business, you got to know that a lot of times you're going to be spending more time with that person than you even spend with your own spouse. And you got to know what it is that complements you and the person. You don't look for the same strengths that you have, but what is the person coming to the table with that will complement what you have? I want, before you reply to that, I want to remind the callers to call in 646-915-8166 if you have any question for Mr. Scott Bird, who is calling in from Chile to talk about their new company down there. And guys, he just said that $40,000 is available to just apply for the program. I think I need to talk to Scott to see what. Oh, do you need to reside in Chile to get the $40,000?
That's the catch. You have to stay here for at least 6 months.
Okay. All right. Well.
But over the next, this program is going to be going on for the next 3 years. And they're funding 800 more companies.
Okay.
That's a lot of money and a lot of opportunity for people.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter where in the world you are, you can apply for that, right?
Yeah, that's actually one of the great things about this program is we're working, so they give us office space.
Wow.
And a lot of the people work in the office. So right now there are about 80 other teams like mine working away. And they're from, you know, about half are from the United States. Then we have people from, you know, Australia, from Asia, from all over in Europe, from Africa. We have people from so many countries, and you're able to talk to these people, and everyone is incredibly helpful, and you're able to learn from them. And that, you know, that really, $40,000 is great, but there are people here who have already built million-dollar companies and have done it before.
Wow.
So you're able to learn from everybody and get advice.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I think I'm going to have to talk to my son in Jamaica to see if they want to apply for that program, because that's amazing. That's amazing, amazing, amazing. So
it is a great opportunity, and it's not it's not age specific. So there are a lot of young people like myself there, but there are also people who, you know, are middle aged and have kids, or who have retired from their jobs and are now working on their next project.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I'm going to be talking with you off of line, Scott, on Facebook or something. We can set up a Skype to talk, because I think my daughter-in-law and my son, that would be an amazing opportunity for them. They are both young, and I think that would be lovely, lovely, lovely opportunity for them. So let's talk about your company. I mean, you and Scott's company. Why did you choose to do the bungalows and so on? I mean, talk to us about that.
Sure. So we came across it because we've been researching a lot into various internet companies, but we were also trying to find something that we were interested in. So we ended up coming across, you know, the hotel industry and working with that, because we saw there's a big problem there. You know, most hotel rooms, they're not completely full every night. You know, they only have, you know, between half and 70% of the rooms are occupied every night.
Right.
So there was the opportunity there. And then we saw what some other companies were doing in the U.S. and in Europe.
Uh-huh.
But no one was doing it in South America.
Mm-hmm.
So along with realizing that we're going to be in, you know, Chile for at least 6 months, we realized we could take an idea that has been working in the U.S. and in Europe and has been very successful and apply it to Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so our plan is we want to focus small right now, just working with Chilean hotels and targeting the U.S. market. But if that can go successfully, we want to expand to other countries in Latin America.
Mm-hmm. And it will go successfully. So what are some of the other projects that people are doing there?
There's an incredibly wide range. One of our friends is doing a project called Landlord, and basically he's building a website to make it easier for people to apply for apartments, and that'll save you money. So his is on the premise that basically instead of, you know, when you apply for an apartment, you have to put down, you know, like $50 for your background check.
Uh-huh.
Through, he's making it so you can go to his site and get your background check done, and then you can give it to everyone you apply for. So instead of spending, you know, $20, $30, $40 every apartment you apply to, you just pay once and you give them verification.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And there's another guy who has a really cool project where he's working on building this mobile application for communication. Basically what it is you would, maybe you're with someone you can't communicate with because of a language problem or, you know, a disability issue,
uh-huh.
And his program will either translate it, what you're saying, to the other person,
mm-hmm.
or it can even do sign language. So you could send a text message to someone if they both have the app.
Yeah.
And then it could, or a call, and it'll do sign language on the phone, or it'll translate it to another language.
Wow. Wow. So all the projects need to be on the computer? Are there a virtual?
They don't.
Huh?
No, they do not. There's another project where they're working on trying to provide, they're trying to change the way sanitation works in small towns. So it'd be really, you know, applicable for the developing world.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to reinvent the toilet.
Mm,
because you know, there's a lot of places in Africa, in, you know, Asia, where there just isn't access to, you know, plumbing and toilets like we have.
Yes.
They're trying to come up with a new system so that, you know, that's much cheaper and it'll be easier to get into these villages and places, you know, sanitation, which would, you know, help health issues, and it's a great social company that they're trying to do.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I know you said there are a lot of people that are doing a lot of different projects there, and they're from all different countries. Is anybody doing anything like in food area, or anything to do with food?
I don't believe so. I mean, I think there's one that's doing like a food-based website.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't many brick and mortar style companies.
This is amazing. This is amazing that you go there, they give that money, and they give you an office space. This is wonderful. This is wonderful, and you just need to believe in yourself and just go out there and take the plunge.
Yeah, and put in a little hard work and, you know, get the application in, and there's nothing to lose.
So is the application online? When they go on the website, is it online?
Yes, it usually is. So right now they actually just closed an application process last month.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're opening another one in November or December.
Okay.
I have to verify that, but it's sometime towards the end of this year. So it gives people a lot of time to start thinking now about, you know, something they'd like to apply with or something they'd want to do.
Wonderful. 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 So it gives people time to visit the website and then to know what it is they would like to do. And then by the time the application process is open up again, they can go ahead and apply because they would have already done their research and have their,
yep,
their things together. I want to remind people that you can call in at 646-915-8166. If you have a question for Mr. Scott Bird on the Chile project that he and his business partner are involved with, it's an amazing program. So let's talk about the article that you were mentioned in. How did that came about?
Sure. Actually came up in a little funny way. So I played high school baseball.
Yeah.
And our team manager was this girl who actually now works for that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So a few months ago, I actually came across on Facebook, and I saw that she was working for this magazine. Yep. So I sent her a quick little note saying that I was moving to Chile to work on this project and would love to talk to someone at the magazine about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a few weeks later, she found someone at the magazine, and then we spoke. And after about, a month or two, we got that article published.
Okay, wonderful. We have a caller, so hold on. Vanna?
Yeah?
You're on live. What's your question?
My question is, when you're in that program, do you choose your project or they assign it to you?
So your application to the program is what you want to do. It's your project,
okay.
And if you get accepted, that's the project you're supposed to do with the program.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Great question. And I'm sure the other guests, Bright Williams guest 336, guest 478. The number to call in is 646-915-8166, or if you type your question in the chat room, I will read it for Mr. Bird. My guest is Mr. Scott Bird, co-owner of the bungalow in Chile. Would you explain? I know that I was speaking with a friend of mine in Florida. And he is married to a Filipino, and his wife's parents runs bungalows in the Philippines. But their bungalows are like little thatch huts on slap bam on the ocean. That is, instead of tourists going into the hotels, they rent those bungalows on the ocean, and that's where they stay and have a great vacation. Would you please explain about your type of bungalows?
Sure. So we're actually not going to be focusing specifically on bungalows.
Yeah.
We're working with hotels.
Okay.
Here in, small and big hotels here in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And the name came from actually my partner, Scott. He came up with the name.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about for a site that, we're going to be working with hotels and selling hotel rooms, and people are going to be taking a trip. Like, what name can we come up with that if you hear it, you think of a vacation, like a nice, relaxing vacation?
He's in deep.
And then, after a lot of brainstorming, that's what we came up with.
He is indeed smart. Now I know why you choose him for your partner and friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
he's the marketing guy.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry I didn't meet him to be my friend before you did. but it's amazing. We don't have to have in this world, especially as an entrepreneur, we don't need to have all the skills that is required to be successful, because we can either hire the skills or partner with the skills to get the result that we want.
That's right. And that's one of the great things I've learned more recently, being with this program and being around so many, smart and talented people who work incredibly hard.
Yes.
I mean, right now, it's me and my partner, and that's not enough.
Mm.
I mean, teams seem to be incredibly important. There's so much work to do.
Yes.
That I think we would, with four or five people, we would still be incredibly busy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can avoid it, don't try to do it alone.
That's
right. You need the help.
That's right, because there's so much work that is already done. There's absolutely no reason why we ought to go out there and reinvent the wheel. And people who understand about calling and purpose, they are not reluctant in helping you when you ask for help, because they know that you are not going to be taking away anything from them when they share with you. As a matter of fact, it is adding to them, and you are adding value to what they are doing too. So I think people need to get out of the selfish mode that they get into at times and kind of hoard things, including information, and they don't want to pass it on. You know, this is mine, this is mine. And that is not the right thing to do, especially when you are looking to leverage what's around us. This is why relationships is so important.
Exactly.
Now, for the people who are listening, before I ask you that question, does the program secure living quarters as well, or you have to secure your own?
They have some resources in terms of they gave a list of places you contact to help them find it. But they don't really help that.
The listeners were hearing it clearly. However, Scott?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. There's some disturbance. I don't know if it was an interference from the tower or something. Okay, they said yes, they were hearing you clear. So apparently it was not good. So that was good. That was wonderful. So I wanted to ask let's deal with the young people, because you are young, and I know we are in the era now where the young people are risk takers, and they want to get things done, you know, and they want to get it done now. They are not reluctant. They are taking the plunge in.
Yep.
What are, looking back as a young person, what are some insights you would like to share with them to help them shorten the curve, that they don't have to keep spinning their wheels, maybe? And I'm not saying that you had spun your wheels for a long time, but there are some people who are going around chasing their shadows. Based on what you have learned, what would you like to share with them about taking action?
Ask questions. I mean, I think the biggest thing to realize is that you have to get help from people. You know, whether you can find, you know, a mentor or an advisor, someone who's done it before and can help you with advice is probably, you know, and just the little things is probably the biggest and best thing you can have.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I'm smart enough to realize that I don't know everything.
That's right. Thank God.
And that, you know, being willing to ask for help when you need it is going to be the best thing. Because otherwise, if you think you can do everything on your own and, you know, you're the expert at everything, you're just going to run into trouble.
That's right. And a lot of times, people have to understand how to swallow their pride. Because that's the pebble that stands in our way of progress. It's not a big boulder. It's a pebble. And it is such a small pebble. And although it is tripping us and derailing us, off of our vision path, we have to understand how to just pick that pebble up and swallow it and say, well,
yep.
I need help, and I'm going out there and I am asking for help. And I'm so happy that you said that. I'm smart to know I don't know everything. But a lot of people want to do it the hard way. They're going to go around, oh, I'm going to do it. One of the things I've heard people say, if it kills me, I'm going to do it. And I'm thinking, no, you don't really mean that. Because what use it's going to be if it kills you in the process?
Yeah, exactly. And the other piece of advice I would say is start, you know, as soon as you can. Whether, you know, it's just a lemonade stand when you're, you know, 12, or just do, you know, just get started doing it, because in business you're going to fail. So
that's right.
I think just get the failures over with, and then hopefully success comes sooner.
That's right. And you know, the powerful thing there, Scott, is that when you take the time to learn the lessons, then you can recategorize them. You don't have to see them as failures, but instead you see them as lessons learned. Like my co-host is saying in the chat room, what gets into their ways because they are too proud. And that's pride and ego is another thing that gets into the way of success. And if you really want to learn, you humble yourself and you go sit at somebody's feet, and
yep.
you learn from them, you know?
That's right.
So I want to remind the callers who we are winding down. I want you to call 646-915-8166. I want you to call in and ask your question of Mr. Bird. Don't wait until we are off the line. You say, I coulda, shoulda. Wish I did. Okay?
Great. And I can also give you, you know, my email. And if anyone wants to send me an email whenever,
yeah.
It may take me a couple days to respond, but I do respond.
Yes. And are you on the chat, Scott?
Yes, I am.
Just write it in the little box at the bottom.
Sure. Will do.
Yes, this is good stuff here. This is good stuff here. I'm just so thankful that you decide to come on and share this with us here, because
I'm glad to be here.
I know some people have great ideas that they can work out on this program.
And I like to think the hardest step is just getting started.
Yes, and just make the first step. And as you say, get a mentor, get an advisor to help you to put that information together. And because you have done it, Scott, I'm going to reach out to you to kind of mentor a family member of mine to apply for this program, because I know it would be good for them.
Sure, definitely.
You know, and this, you know, this is amazing. This is amazing. We have 14 minutes remaining, and we will still take call. But what I want to ask Mr. Bird to do is to use this time to summarize his conversation. Tell the listeners what you want them to remember from this conversation, and any word of wisdom. This, although people are on live, this show will also remain in the archive, Scott. So people will be going back and listening to it forever, forever, forever. And when you do the launch, would you please come back and talk with us so we can celebrate with you?
Definitely. Sounds great.
Okay. So you have got the floor, my brother.
Great. So just in As a summary, I'm here in Santiago, Chile right now, working on my own company called bungalow.com. That's BUNGOLOW.com. And it's a part of Startup Chile, which is a program being run by the Chilean government offering $40,000 grants to start your own business here in Chile. The only catch is you have to live in Chile for at least 6 months. And, you know, the biggest piece of advice, if you apply, you know, just work hard at it, apply. And even if you don't apply and you want to start your own business, just get as much help as you can, ask people questions, you know, just try to get started. The hardest part is just, you know, making the leap. I spent 6 years talking with my friend about starting a business, and only, you know, 3-4 months ago have we started working on that business. So talk is cheap. You know, just do it and get help from as many people as you can.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, Scott. When they're submitting the application, they can submit it from outside of Chile and then move to Chile, right?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Wonderful, wonderful. I see you are on, yes, you're typing, so please put a, good, you put your website in there. I want to ask you, Scott, to go on Facebook and like our fan page, because if you are in the States, if you and Scott are in the States in March, or if you can plan to be here, you could be part of an entrepreneurial panel that we are doing at the conference. So that's something else you and I will talk about.
Okay, sounds good.
As well, you're my nephew, so I got to look after you, get you all the publicity we can get to you, man. I'm
sounds
looking
great.
Forward to come down to Chile, dear. You are doing a magnificent job. And when you do the launch, I would like to have the double Scots on the radio to talk.
Awesome. We'd love to be there.
Yeah, to talk about it. And you have our support and you have our encouragement. I had told your aunt that you were going to be on the show, but you know she worked late last night, so maybe that's why she did not call in. But you know she's as proud as a peacock.
Yes, and you know, everything. We need all the you know, support we can get and the encouragement.
Oh yes, oh yes. She's very proud of what you're doing, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing when you see young people just go out and make things happen, and they are not sitting down and say, "Oh, I'm waiting on the government," or "I am blaming the government." They are making things happen. They are making things happen, and that is an amazing thing. I just want to applaud you and your business partner for the great job that you are doing. So,
thank you so much.
Your closing, what would your closing thoughts be today?
You know, so closing, I just think that, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you're going to seem to get. And
mm-hmm.
just if you want to do something, just go out there and do it. You know, there's nothing stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, even if it's money, you have this opportunity like Startup Chile, or mm-hmm. just start working in your spare time.
That's right.
You know, get it started while you're working another job. You know,
mm-hmm.
put in a few hours every day to realize your dream.
Mm-hmm. And that's an important point to just bring out. So although you are approved for the grant and you're down there setting up your business, it's okay for you to get employment elsewhere?
It's difficult. They give you, so the grant is very specific.
Right.
In terms of, you can do small things like teach English part-time, no problem.
Uh-huh.
But they really encourage you to focus on the business 100%.
Okay, okay.
So with the grant, they allow you to take a small stipend for a salary and living.
Oh, okay, good, for your living expense.
Yeah, so, you know, right now we're just working hard at, you know, getting the business going.
Well, what's the immigration requirement for Chile?
So with the grant, they give everyone that's accepted a one-year visa for you. And if you have family, they'll give it to the family as well.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, this is, again, I don't know, you want to repeat your information and tell the people how they can help to add value as they listen to the recording. How can they help the Double Scots to add value and to build their business?
I would say check us out at bungalow.com, or we're also on Twitter at bungalow. You know, follow us, like us, register to be on our email list, and tell your friends and family. And we just need to get the word out right now.
Wonderful. So again, guys, it's www.bungalow.com. And the website is www.startupchile.org. Go there and make a difference in the world. This is your opportunity, guys. $40,000 grant that you can use to start your business and to be a success in what you are doing. Well, Mr. Scott, it was such an honor to have you on the show. I know when your auntie listened to this, she's going to be very proud of you. I want to remind you guys to come on Sunday evening when my guest is going to be all the way from Nigeria. One is from Nigeria, and I'm waiting on the one from Chicago. Two is from Nigeria, and I'm waiting on the one from Chicago to send me her information in. And the Sunday show deals with reinventing your life. It's all about life issues on a Sunday evening. So join us Sunday evening at 7 p.m. right here. And for those of you who have not yet signed up to follow me on this show, do that. This way, you mark my show favorite. You will be informed of who my guests are. I want to thank Bright Williams, guests 336479, Ivana, and Scott Bird for sticking it out with us for the duration of the show. I love and I appreciate each and every one of you. And you heard it from Mr. Bird today. You need to follow your heart. You know that you were called for a destiny, and no one can stop you from fulfilling that destiny unless it is you. So go out there, visit startupchile.com and get your action going. And call me up here on the show when you start your project so I can give you platform time to talk about what it is that you are doing for yourself. I love and I appreciate each and every one of you. Again, I encourage you to like my fan page, Vision Weekend Conference, connect with me on Twitter, and connect with me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Tug, on MySpace. Look on my YouTube video and show the sister some love. Show me some love and help me grow better so that I can accomplish my goal of changing this world by transforming one life at a time. Mr. Bird, do you want to say anything before we go?
Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciated it.
And thank you. You are very welcome. Ms. Vanna K., co-host, do you want to say something? Vanna?
Hello?
Do you want to say something before we close?
Hello?
Yes. You are on live. Do you want to say something before close?
I would like to say thank you for everybody who tuned in, and we'll see you again on Sunday. And thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Again, as Ivana mentioned, we'll see you on Sunday. And in the meantime, we want you to just follow your destiny. And thanks again, Bright Guest 336479, Vanna K. Scott Bird, for sticking with us to the end of the show. I'm having tongue tied.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Breaking of day.